This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Take this job and measure it. A survey finds jobs are getting worse. I'm David Brancaccio. A survey by Gallup released today finds that the pandemic for many has eroded the quality of jobs you get if you get a job, and the effect is most pronounced for low-income workers. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
Gallup calls this the Great Job Survey, David. It's the second year it's doing it, and it's attempting to quantify the experiences of workers in their jobs. It's using a number of metrics, such as scheduling, compensation, a sense of purpose and enjoyment in their work, also the ability to work remotely, especially during the pandemic. And, well, the results of the survey aren't great. The survey finds the pandemic has worsened job quality for 40% of American workers. It also says the most critical indicator of how workers are faring now is how they were faring before the pandemic. If you were in a bad job, it likely got worse. If you were in a good quality job, you're likely doing better. And I should point out that this survey is co-sponsored by the Omidyar Network, which is a marketplace underwriter.
And when we say jobs are getting crummier, what does that mean exactly?
Well, for instance, workers in bad jobs are less likely to report that employers are taking necessary COVID safety measures. They're far less likely to have access to sick leave. They're more likely to have been laid off last year, to not have a job at all. By contrast, more than a third of those who said they had good jobs in 2019 reported their job quality improved last year, David. Now, this good job, bad job divide is most closely tied to income, so that means inequalities have gotten worse.
Nova, thank you. Stock market, a boom day on Monday, a mildly droopy day Tuesday, and this morning, stock index futures are up mildly, with the Dow future up 15 points. The following line is to be read with deep irony. It looks like this. Thank goodness for this horrendous pandemic. And here's the twisted logic. Forbes magazine says the group of people who can call themselves billionaires grew by a third in the last year, up 660 to 2,755 billionaires. This is in part higher stock prices at work, with stocks driven up by pandemic low interest rates that make stocks more attractive. Billionaire number two is Mr. Musk of Tesla and SpaceX fame. Number one is Jeff Bezos of Amazon and The Washington Post, who yesterday endorsed the Biden administration's plan to raise taxes on corporations from 21 to 28%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Time to survey research on handing out money for free. Universal basic income, it's often called. The pandemic stimulus checks were a kind. The payments Alaskans get from the state's oil revenue is another. Researchers doing real-world experiments for years have been looking at whether free money produces slackers. The research suggests the answer is no. Free money does not rob people of ambition. Here to tell us why is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, David.
All right, so instead of just judging this issue based on attitude or hunch or bias, we're getting more and more data about the practice of free money?
We are. I mean, there's just been this accumulation of research and data, as you mentioned, these real-world experiments. And, you know, David, they tell us something in the aggregate that we already know. You know, people living on low and unstable incomes, they work incredibly hard, but looking for finding better jobs is difficult, and it's often impractical when financial resources are scarce and unreliable. So what a guaranteed income does, it reduces financial instability and creates, and I want to quote here, new opportunities for self-determination, choice goal setting, and risk taking. And that's the conclusion of a recent report into the guaranteed income experiment in Stockton, California.
Yes, Stockton, due east of San Francisco, Northern California. What were the details of this Stockton Economic Empowerment Demonstration, I think they called it?
Starting in 2019, 125 people living on low incomes started receiving $500 a month. No strings attached. And then there was a control group for comparison. And you know, David, a number of the findings weren't that surprising. Recipients were less depressed, less anxious. But this is the number I really want to highlight. The rate of full-time employment jumped 12 percentage points among recipients in 1 year. The $500 a month didn't discourage work. The money bought time to apply for jobs, for childcare, for transportation, all those other things that are important to the search for better work.
That's fascinating. But it's, you know, one experiment, and it's not huge, the number of people studied, but there are results coming in from elsewhere?
Yes, and I think we are undergoing an enormous experiment in this guaranteed income. And this time, the recipients are households with children. Think about the child allowance in the $1.9 trillion fiscal relief bill that comes to $250 to $300 a month per child, depending on their age. And again, the cash comes in with no work requirements or other demands. It does phase out eventually, but boy, the income phase outs are very high. The family decides what to do with the income and the payments. David, it really looks like a guaranteed basic income, at least for those with children.
All right. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And office buildings in Beijing's financial district are putting up color-coded signs to indicate the percentage of people who work within who have their COVID vaccinations. If it's green, more than 80% had the shots. Red is less than 40%. Bloomberg News, which reported on this, says it's noticed no government penalties for buildings in the red. It's more of a shaming thing. Much will happen throughout the day on our Money Markets, Workplace Culture, and Innovation Beats, I am sure. Listen for my colleague Kai Ryssdal, host of Marketplace, on many public radio stations, of course, or you can stream from marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.